Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Debbie P. The scripture is Psalm 77. We are often able to better see God at work in our lives in retrospect. Maybe you can relate to this. It seems that sometimes when we are experiencing crisis, loss, or even joy, we forget that God is walking with us through these moments. We can be so immersed in the events and in our feelings at the time that we might forget to communicate with God. Or maybe when we do pray, we don't think He hears us. Afterwards, we look back on these times, and it is obvious that our constant companion was with us all along. And then we are thankful, in retrospect. In Psalm 77, the psalmist is questioning God's presence, compassion, and promises until he pivots in verse 10. The following words are the turning point. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out His right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. The imagery of God's power in this psalm is beautiful. The waters writhe and convulse. The thunder resounds in the whirlwind. Flashes of lightning light up the world, and the earth trembles and quakes. Then the last verse is key. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. This reference is to the book of Exodus. God was there to lead His people like a shepherd leads his sheep. He was there, and He used His people to do His will. The Israelites grumbled a lot and disobeyed at times, but God was still there. We only need to read the stories in the books of Genesis, Exodus, and throughout the Bible to see how faithful God has always been. And we only need to examine our own lives honestly to see how faithful He is today. In retrospect, we see God's presence clearly, and that gives us hope for the future. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your constant presence in our lives. Please forgive us when we question your presence and forget your promises. Help us to remember your blessings from the past, recognize your blessings each day, and put our hope in you for our future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.